little bit farther back, we're going to go back to some recordings done in 1989. Hubert Sumlin is best remembered as the guitarist, main guitarist for Howling Wolf's band for many, many years. He left Wolf for about a year and worked with Muddy Waters, and then then went back to Wolf. Muddy, Wolf threatened to kill Muddy Waters if Hubert Sumlin ever left him again. And he Sumlin's been noted, although his name is not that well known. He's been noted as one of the most innovative blues guitarists, electric blues guitarists. There's a story about when Howling Wolf went to London to do the London Howling Wolf sessions with Eric Clapton and Stevie Winwood and others, that the Chess Records was not going to send Hubert Sumlin there. And when Eric Clapton found that out, he said, "Well, if Hubert's not going to be at those sessions, neither will I." And anyway, so the Chess Brothers said, "Okay, we'll send him along." Here's Hubert Sumlin from a disc called Healing Feeling with a number entitled "Come Back, Little Girl."
How can you lose something you ain't never had? Sometimes you get up in the morning, I declare you think some fun. I beg you all night long, baby, please come back home, sugar. She laid on my pillow, I didn't miss her till she was gone, y'all. I would give her my last cent to bring my little girl back home. Out of my door, honey, hey. I'm getting out on my knees. Hey, baby, come back. We'll be right back.
Hubert Sumlin live, obviously, with Comeback Little Girl from his disc Healing Feeling, recorded back in 1989. And that for Dr. Jude Mesh from Eunice, who requested some Hubert Sumlin here on KRVS. And we do appreciate your support, Dr. Mesh.
And maybe he has it on in his office. I don't know. Or maybe he's off today listening to it. But I do like, I have that image of everywhere over South Louisiana, KRVS's Blues Box is playing in offices and shops all over the place, and people are listening and just getting into the weekend. If you are, please call now and support KRVS. Support this Blues Box.
5787.
Thanks so much to Ferdy Isringhausen from Church Point, a longtime supporter of KRVS. We appreciate that. Thanks to musician John Buckaloo from Abbeville. He lives in Abbeville, and he says Raul does a fantastic job every Friday.
Thanks, John.
So does he
with a cowboy jazz, a swing band man. They are good.
And we really appreciate the musicians calling up.
Right.
We play their songs. We promote their music, where they're playing. We let people know where they're playing. So we appreciate when the musicians do call and support the program.
This is such a rich area for music. And to be part of it, like in public radio, it's a great privilege. But, boy, to hear some of the music around here is that's a treat.
It is. Well, we feel, again, like we're reflecting the music of this area, the musicians and the music. We would like to thank from Lake Charles, Thomas Hotard, a very longtime supporter of KRVS. He's been giving for years and years, and I think gives twice a year. So we appreciate that very much, Thomas Hotard. 337-482-5787, 482-KRVS, 482-5787. Dorothy Merriweather's answering phones, Claire Zimmer, and Carter Lyles answering telephones. Again, thanks to Carter Lyles for his Loving Cup coffee with Rev Coffee that he's giving us. He's been giving every morning this week. We really appreciate that. That has fueled our staff and volunteers. We would like to thank Jimmy Guidry at Hub City Diner for his biscuits for the blues. He gave us biscuits today for the Blues Box. Thanks to Bread and Circus, who will be dropping off some goodies for our staff and volunteers, and the Taco Sisters. They will be supplying lunch, and I think they have a special one for you, Raul. They always do.
I'm looking forward to it.
So we thank all the businesses who give their personal donations to KRVS and then donate during the fundraiser and fuel the volunteers and staff. Thank you so much. Please, if you're listening right now, fuel this public radio station with your contribution. We need your support. It's not Lanyap. This is very important that you support your local public radio station, not take it for granted, and recognize that only you know how much you listen, what it means to you, and nobody else can support that in just the way that you can. And we hope that you will make that contribution, whether it is perhaps a $52 contribution, a dollar a week. If you had to pay a dollar for all the music that you hear on the Blues Box, that would be a huge bargain. And it is $52 for your membership for the year. You could even break that down into a couple payments if it helps. Perhaps you'd like to get one of our T-shirts, the Blues Box T-shirt. That's available at a $75 contribution. About $1.50 a week for all this great programming. It's good to put it in perspective and think about what else we spend for entertainment and information. And put KRVS in that mix as well. 337-482-5787. 482-KRVS. We do have an image of the Blues Box on our Facebook page right now. If you're friends with us on Facebook, you can pop that open and see the Blues Box shirt. We are KRVS Public Media on the Facebook. We're KRVS Media on Twitter, and we're KRVS Media on Instagram as well. And I think we've been posting a few pictures of premiums on our Instagram. So we're everywhere on the airwaves and on social media, but you can see images of that Blues Box shirt. And for $75, you could get that Blues Box shirt as well.
But the most important place we are is coming out of your speaker.
That's right, Raul. Absolutely. And wherever that speaker is these days, whether you're in the car, you're holding your phone up, sitting outside listening to the Blues Box, perhaps you're in your office, streaming on your computer, so many ways to get KRVS now. We are now unfettered around the world, Raul. You could get us everywhere. And we have a lot of kids who stream us from France. There are a lot of kids who go over there for their year abroad, or they're on a scholarship, and they tune in to KRVS. Some of them discover cover KRVS while they're in France or some other country. We really appreciate that. A lot of people in the oil industry who work in other countries tune in to KRVS. I'll bet you there are a lot of people listening to the Blues Box right now in other countries on the stream. Please support the stream. It costs us a lot of money. So if you are streaming it, think of making a pledge online. 482-5787, 482-KRVS. Not a hard call to make. We need your support. Raoul Bro does this fantastic program every week, coming up on 28 years. And it is insurance for the future that public radio will be here for you, for your families, for your friends, this community, to continue creating programs like the Blues Box, programs like we mentioned some of the newer programs, Freetown Radio, right, that Roger Cash
Joanna
does.
Joanna Devine does a great
Avalon Variety Hour, and a couple Spanish language programs, right, we do that play Latin music.
I know last week American Roots, I was in my car, got to my destination, and Nick was playing. The second hour featured Tom McDermott, the piano player originally from St. Louis and now living in New Orleans. It was one of those moments where you're where you're going, but you cannot get out of your car. You have to listen to this piece of music.
It's that happened to me last Friday, too.
Unbelievable.
It was.
And I would never have heard that. I would never know who the guy was, mm-hmm, if it wasn't, mm-hmm, for public radio. And it happens all the time.
Happens all the time. It's just a continuing education on public radio on KRVS. If that's ever happened to you, where you just can't get out of your car because you're listening to a really long blues song, or it's Nick Spitzer's program, right, and you're learning about a musician you didn't know about before, it's valuable to you, and we hope that you will support it today. Call now at 337-482-5787. 482-KRVS. Or if you're outside the area in another state, another country, you can make that pledge online easily at krvs.org. A really easy call to make, an easy pledge to make, but we need your support. If you've already donated, you've renewed your membership for the year, thank you so much. But if you haven't yet, please call now. And one of our telephone answerers this morning said, you know, she goes, I didn't donate for a long time, and I used to feel bad. And once I donated, I loved the fundraisers because you weren't talking about me anymore. So call now and we won't be talking about you.
You'll be
anymore.
One of the club.
You'll be one of the club. That's right. You'll have paid your blues dues and you will be inside the club. You're all inside the club, of course. You just tune in and there it is, and it seems to come so freely. But we can't do it without your help. So give a call this morning during the Blues Box, 482-5787. Call now, and we will be so appreciative, and not just appreciative, but this is how we make it through the year, how we produce our programs, both national that we purchase and the ones that we produce here locally. Do your part, be a part of it, and be a part of what makes it all happen in public radio in this community. And I know Raoul has a stack of blues that you want to hear, and we want to hear it too, but we just might not get to hear these programs if you don't do your part and pledge today.
Thanks, Judith, and thanks all of you out there who support public radio here in Acadiana. We just played a Hubert Sumlin tune. We're going to turn to another track that features Hubert Sumlin on guitar. Here he is with Howling Wolf from 1964. Ike Turner, recording for Cobra Records back in the 1950s. Cobra lasted roughly from, 1956 to around 1959. Ike Turner, though, had been active in blues, very active in blues, for quite a while. He was the person that introduced Howling Wolf to the Sam Phillips in Memphis back in 1951. It led to the Howling Wolf's first recordings. And we heard Howling Wolf just before hearing Ike Turner. We heard Howling Wolf from 1964. Doing a number called Killing Floor, who knows, possibly inspired by the old Skip James tune from 1931, Killing Floor Blues. And we're asking you for your blues dues. If you are not a member of public radio here in Acadiana, KRVS, we hope that you'll take this opportunity and assess the fact that you enjoy public radio and that hopefully you would like to support it, which you can do by calling and pledging your financial support. Call 482-5787, that's 482-KRVS, or pledge securely online at krvs.org. From 1983, here is the Sassy Insulation. Delicious Denise LaSalle.
You know, girls, there sure is a lot of difference between a husband and a man. When a husband does something nice for his woman, he does it out of obligation. But when your man do something nice for you, he does it because this is what he wants to do. And that's the way it ought to be. And you know, you men don't like to take us wives out, you know. Just ask your man to let you go out with him sometime. He'll tell you some stuff about he's going down on the corner and shoot some fools or something. I bet you can guess what kind of cue stick he's gonna be using, huh? You know, I think that's why most married ladies got a man on the side nowadays. But wait a minute, you fellas been keeping a woman on the side all the time. Tell me this, anybody out there know any faithful husbands? A faithful husband is about as scarce as a teenage virgin, honey. But even when you find a man that try to be faithful, there's always some woman out there waiting to get next to him. But let me tell you, all you women that keep trying to get close to my husband, and some of you keep trying to get close to my man, and that's a no-no. I got news for you, baby. You better check this out. My husband got street feet. That's just one of his many faults. He come home every day at mealtime to eat the food that my man bought. He treats me like a stranger, keep me crying day and night. But my man loves me like an angel and makes everything all right. I want to tell you, women, I want to make sure you understand. You can have that no good husband of mine, but please don't mess with my man. Listen, girl, my husband is a cheating man. He just loved to play around. Even when our only child was born, the man just couldn't be found. I was lying on my sick bed. I was all doped up with pills. It was my man that came along and he paid the granny bill. I wanna tell you, women, I wanna be sure you understand. You can have that no good husband of mine, but please don't mess with my man. But listen, I tried to be a good wife, stand right by my husband's side, but I was always a love star. The man left me so unsatisfied. He had so many women, he didn't have no loving left. So I had to find myself a handyman to give him a little help. So I want to tell you, women, I want to be sure you understand. But please don't you mess with my man. Oh, yeah.
Support for the Blues Box comes from Begno Manufacturing. Begno is a precision sheet metal manufacturer and industry innovator, specializing in precision sheet metal cutting, bending, perforation, forming, laser welding, and assembly. As a locally grown company, Begno prides itself on community engagement and support. Each Friday, Begno invites visitors and clients to tour the facility and enjoy lunch with the team. To schedule a visit, the telephone number is 237-5069.
To do.
Lady by the name of Tommy Young, recorded in Texas back in the early 1970s. She had a great voice. The producer felt that her voice was almost the equal of Aretha Franklin. She recorded a few tunes, had a number one hit with one of them, but a good charter, R&B charter with one of them, but then went back to her roots in her father's church. Before hearing Tommy Young here on KRVS, we heard Denise LaSalle singing about You Can Have My Husband, But Please Don't Mess With My Man, a little bit of a jaundiced view of marriage and fidelity, but I guess in her case it sold records. So anyway, it's interesting to note a little fact about her. Back in 1985, she had a number six hit on the British blues charts with a cover of Rockin' Sidney's Toot Toot, sort of a nice little local connection there. Judith, how are we doing? Are we
well, you know, it's a beautiful day outside, Raul, and I think people are distracted. You know, they're not feeling the blues today. They're not feeling, you know, it's not gray, it's not rainy, it's just so perfect. And so we're hoping that we can distract you from your distraction on this beautiful day and get you to give us a call this morning. Actually, it's still morning, and call 482-5787. 482-KRVS. A lot of great music in the past couple weeks. Festival International took place last week, and KRVS was there carrying it live from beginning until end. If you listened, we hope that you will pledge your support for live music and KRVS's broadcasts of live music, whether they are concerts or festivals. KRVS feels that it is a part of our mission to reflect these great music events, and we had a great time. We were in the Science Museum. Thanks to Kevin Krantz, the director. Nice setup. We got to interact with a lot of people at festival.
One point about, you know, we're asking for money. This is for public radio. We don't get, if we have a great fundraiser, we don't get a dime more. If we have a bad fundraiser, you know, we're looking down the road at not broadcasting some programs. We do this because we have to do it. We have to ask for money. And we feel the programming is worth it. This programming and public radio in general in this market, we feel that the audience deserves the best they can possibly have. That's the whole point of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting back in 1974, saying serving underserved audiences. You, the listener, deserve this, but unfortunately we have to ask you to pay for it. We don't run commercials, that sort of thing. But we think you deserve the best. We try very hard to give you that, and we're hoping that in return that you will help keep us on the air. And many of you do. Judith has been reading off your names this morning. Those of you who have not as yet done so, we really could use your help.
We really could. And we would like to thank John and Carol Lavin for renewing their contribution.
Thanks.
We appreciate your support. 337-482-5787. 482-KRVS. We do need your support. We use it very well, very wisely. We purchase national programs like Nick Spitzer's American Roots coming up. We produce local programs. Over half of our programs are locally produced, Raul. We have 30 local producers, some producing more than one show,
right.
Like Lee Kleinpeter and
Cecil.
Cecil Doyle.
Yeah.
Just amazing talents and resources for us all. If you started listing all the programs you listen to on KRVS, the hosts that you appreciate, create, it would be a long list. And one of the things we ask you to do during a fundraiser is to be mindful about those unique programs that you value. Call now. You've been thinking all week. You know you've been meaning to get to the telephone or get to your computer and make that pledge. It's time. As the French say, c'est l'heure. Say, hasta, il faut make a contribution this morning. 337-482-5787, 482-KRVS, 482-5787. And the premiums are really beautiful this year, designed by Peter and Allison DeHart, but they are small thank you gifts, and that big gift is the programming. This program and all of the other programs that you listen to, you give that to yourself. We are asking for your support, but you're giving to yourself when you donate to KRVS. And you see the result of your gift every time you tune into the radio. We give to very good causes sometimes, but we often don't see what happens to the money. Right. We don't hear it. We don't see it. Every time you tune into KRVS, you see what happens to your gift. It's there, right there in the programmings, in the quality of the sound. It's there. And so when you're dancing around your kitchen or driving down the road, loving what you're hearing, whether it's the news programs or the Blues Box program, it's because of you, and you're hearing what you've done and what you've made possible. So please do that this morning, 337-482-5787. 482-KRVS. Or if you are in the vicinity, today is a great day to drop by. At 12:30, the university closes. Today is the last day of classes. Exams are next week. But at 12:30, you can park on the boulevard in front of Burke Hawthorne Hall. Drop in, make your contribution, and take a look at the T-shirts and take one off on this beautiful, beautiful day and wear that T-shirt and promote KRVS. So great opportunity to stop in and make your contribution. We have some great bumper stickers, and we've made these little buttons. Megan Brown has been designing buttons, and we have a little button maker, and they're really sweet little buttons. You can have a button and a bumper sticker when you come by to make your contribution as well. So keep us from singing the blues. We just want to play the blues and not sing the blues. Do your part at 337-482-5787, 482-KRVS, or online right now at krvs.org. And what do you have up on the blues stack for us?
Well, here's an example of something you would never hear anywhere else but public radio these days. I mean, not at all. One of the most marvelous rediscoveries of the 1960s. One of the most dulcet and endearing of blues performers from somewhere between 1963 and 66. Here's Mississippi John Hurt.
Don't want me, but you got to have me in hand. Don't want me, baby, got to have me in town. It was late last night and everything was still. Well, me and your baby eased out on the hill. I tried my best to do my father's will. I tried my best to do my father's will. Don't want me, baby, got to have me anyhow. Don't want me, baby, got to have me anyhow. Sun gone down, ain't this a lonesome place? The sun gone down, ain't just a lonesome place. So lonesome, you can't see my baby's face. It's so lonesome here, yeah, can't see in my baby's face. You don't want me, baby, got to have me anyhow. Don't want me, baby, got to have me anyhow.
Taj Mahal from his disc Hana Pepe Dream. Some nice Hawaiian flavor to all the tracks on this disc. That was his rendition, of course, of All Along the Watchtower, the Bob Dylan tune that Jimi Hendrix made famous. Before we heard Taj Mahal, we heard Mississippi John Hurt here on the Blues Box on KRVS. We heard Hurt do a number called If You Don't Want Me, Baby. And we're hoping that you do want us and give us a call and pledge your support to Public Radio, your financial support, if you're not yet a member. 482-5787. Operators are standing by and are ready to take your call or pledge securely online at krvs.org. And thank you very much to all of you out there who have been supporting us and continue to do so. We're going to stick with this disc, Hanna Pepe Dream, for one more track. Here is a tune that Mississippi John Hurt recorded back in 1963. And again, a wonderful job by Taj Mahal on this number. Here's Taj Mahal with his rendition of John Hurt's My Creole Belle.
Stars to shine, I'ma make a mine, my darling baby, my Creole Belle. Got a house in the country, big old garden out back, blues on the Victrola, what you think of that? My Creole Belle, I love her well. My darling baby, my Creole Belle.
Support comes from Realtor Dave Spezzali, located at Century 21 Action Realty, 4023 Ambassador Caffrey, Suite 110. For all of your real estate needs, Dave's cell number is 337-288-8171.
Down south, when you do anything is wrong. Down south, when you do anything is wrong. Down south, when you do anything that's wrong, they'll sure put you down on the county farm. Put you down on the man they call Captain Jack. Put you on the man called Captain Jack. Put you under man to call Captain Jack. He'll sure write a name up and down your back. Put you you down in a ditch with a great long spade. Put you down in a ditch with a great long spade. Put you down in a ditch with a great long spade. Wish to God that you hadn't never been made. On the Sunday, the boys be looking sad. On the Sunday, the boys be looking sad. On the Sunday, the boys be looking sad. Just wondering about how much time they had.
Sun House, recorded in Robinsonville, Mississippi, back in 1942 for Alan Lomax. Alan Lomax doing some field recordings at the time. He wanted a prison song from Sun House. Sun House did have that experience. He spent some time, a couple of years, in fact, in the late 1920s at Parchman Farm, Sun House. He was a mentor to a lot of blues artists, to some extent Robert Johnson, although he and Willie Brown used to chase Robert Johnson away from their gigs when he'd want to play. They'd say, you know, you need to learn to play better than that, kid. Stick with the harmonica. You're good with the blues harp. You're guitar playing lacks something. And then Johnson did a period of woodshedding, came back and blew everybody away. Sun House, though, lived a lot longer than Robert Johnson did in the 1960s. He underwent a rediscovery and mentored a number of blues artists to follow. A lot of new generation of players learned quite a bit from Sun House. Before we heard Sun House here on KRVS, we heard Taj Mahal. Taj Mahal doing a cover of another very dulcet Mississippi John Hurt tune, My Creole Bell. You're listening to the Blues Box on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We broadcast at 88.7 FM in Lafayette and Lake Charles. We stream live audio on the web at krvs.org. We are asking for your support today. If you're not yet or currently a member of Public Radio here in Acadiana, we'd like your support. We need your support. We must have support to keep these programs up. Call us at 482-5787 and pledge your financial support, or pledge securely online at krvs.org. And again, thanks to all of you out there who have been supporting us. We're going to turn next to Alberta Hunter. She was one of the great women blues singers of the 1920s. Her career lasted a long time, whereas a lot of the other ladies had their careers falter during the Depression, and then also with the advent of newer music that eclipsed the vaudevillian style of some of the blues women. A lot of them fell by the wayside career-wise. Alberta Hunter didn't, in fact. She retired in the 50s and came back out of retirement in the 70s. She's a very interesting lady. Here she is from 1939, Alberta Hunter, doing a rendition of a Billie Holiday number.
My man don't love me, he treats me awfully mean. Lord, my man don't love me, he treats me awfully mean. He's about the lowest viper that I ever seen. He wears high drape pants, stripes are really yellow. He wears high drape pants, stripes are really yellow. When he starts in to love me, he's so fine and mellow. Love will make you drink and gamble, stay out all night long. love will make you drink and gamble, stay out all night long. Love will make you do things that you know are wrong. If you treat me right, baby, I'll stay home every day. If you treat me right, daddy, I'll stay home every day. But if you treat me wrong, baby, you gonna drive me away. Love is just like a faucet, it turns off and on. Love is just like a faucet, it turns off and on. Sometimes when you think it's on, babe, it's turned off and gone.
From 1936, that was the immortal Billie Holiday with the Gershwin's Summertime. Billie Holiday recorded up until near death in the late 1950s. Her voice changed as things got worse for her, alcoholism and drug abuse and that sort of those sorts of maladies. The lady definitely had a lot of blues to sing about, but absolutely remarkable voice. Even as it became more sort of brittle and husky at times, that she still had just an incredible ability to sing and to capture people's hearts. The lady sings the blues, Billie Holiday, Lady Day. Before we heard Billie Holiday here on KRVS, we Heard Alberta Hunter from 1939, Alberta Hunter doing a cover of the Billie Holiday tune, Fine and Mellow. You're listening to The Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana KRVS.
This program is sponsored by the Office of Dr. Ann Lawrence Dental Artistry, now offering anxiety-free sedation dentistry. Dr. Ann Lawrence Dental Artistry is located at 101 West Marshall Avenue near River Ranch in Lafayette. The number for more information or to schedule an appointment is 406-1110. Online at drannlaurent.com.
No, Rob.
That's what it would sound like if public radio all of a sudden ended here in Acadiana. So,
well, these people who just pledged online, okay. I think they would storm the building if it happened. One of the reasons the phones aren't ringing, Raul, is because they're pledging online here. And it's making our volunteers lonely, but the computer happy. Thanks so much to Erin Bass from Lafayette. And she says, this comment is repeated over and over again, not sure how I would get through the day without KRVS. Thanks for all you do. Thanks to Erin Bass. We really appreciate that. And Bill Mungai from Lake Charles, thank you for all you do. I could not imagine my life without KRVS providing the soundtrack. Thanks to Carl Fontenot and his team for doing all the behind-the-scene things that keep you coming in loud and clear.
Carl is amazing.
He is amazing. Thanks, Bill Mungai, for that. Thanks to Dr. Robin Broussard from Opelousas. Loves Blues Box on Friday. Great way to end my week. Thank you so much, Dr. Broussard. And thanks to Nicole LaCour. She says, I want my name announced and I want to challenge all ACA members, Acadiana Center for the Art members, and employees and people from Avoyelles Parish to pledge.